Blog Talk Praise Radio.
The Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to the Let's Talk with Dr. Lily Radio Show today here on Blog Talk Radio. We are delighted to be with you once again. A hearty shout out to each and every one of you. Praise God for joining us today. Praise God as we come forth. Hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. And we just want to give a great big shout out to each and every one of you, Blog Talk Radio. Praise God, and those that have been with us and all before and those that are coming in now, we thank God for you. We apologize for the weeks that we have not been on. Praise God, there have been some things and that we had to kind of take care of and so on and so forth. But praise God, we are back now, and we're going to be going forth, praise God, by the grace and mercies of God. And, of course, we just welcome each and every one of you. Praise the Lord for coming and participating with us, and we pray that you will come not only just participate, but you will call us or, praise God, email us or write us, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, and let us hear from you in some way. Let us know that you are here, that you're listening, praise God, and, of course, we may be able to share some other things that are going on with you just the same. Praise the Lord. As you know, the show will be dealing with various subjects and, of course, all to the glory of God. This is something that the way that we are doing, praise God, we have been teaching on that S-O-U-L series and latter part of which was emotions. And, you know, we're going to bring forth today just a short excerpt of a message, praise God, a teaching, praise the Lord, let you know, a recorded actually, that's what we're going to, and a sort of lay the foreground of where we're going to be going from now here on in. But we do want to give you our call in number, which is 646-1646-478-4952. And for prayer and a counselor, just to contact us, feel free to call us at 305-917-5223-786-991-4818. You may also contact us through our website, which is www.apostlecondesso.com. as well as www.lrobinsoncondessoministries. Hallelujah, glory to God. As you know, I am apostle. Praise God, prophetess Dr. Lily M. Robinson Condesso. Amen. Praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. So we're going to begin with music, and we're going to come back, and we'll go on from there. We're going to have prayer, of course. That is always a part of what we do. Praise the Lord, hallelujah, glory to God, on our show. So listen and be blessed, and then we'll be back in a little bit. Praise the Lord. See if we can get some music going here for us. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It seems like we have a little bit of a situation here. Praise the Lord. It doesn't want to just come up, but we'll see if we can get it to move forward for you. Praise God. If not, we're going to go right on into our prayer. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Jesus. It seems like we're still having a little problem with our player here. By the grace of God, we'll just have to come back, praise God, and share music with you on our next show with regard to our player, praise God. Hallelujah, glory to God. We never let those little trivial things stop us, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. Let's just get on into prayer, praise the Lord, and then as we do that, we are going to come back and, of course, get into our pre-recorded message for what we have for you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We know that there have been a lot. You know, just recently came through that hurricane. And, of course, we know there have been a lot of people that's been injured and things that have happened. And people are still going through certain things. And, of course, throughout this globe, there are other things, of course, that as well that comes through from time to time that people are experiencing. But we know that God is greater. The word is as great as he that is in us and he that is in the world. And that we triumph in him. We triumph through Christ Jesus. You know, we may not see the triumphs of all the things that we've experienced, valleys and things that we may go through. We see the low part, and we can't sometimes see that, you know, or realize that God is in the midst of it all. He's there with us while we are going through those storms of life, while we are going through those deep valleys. But he's there with us as well, and regardless of what it is that you're facing, He is always there. He has a way. He has a way to touch you. He has a way to comfort you. He has a way to lift you. All you have to do is be willing to open your heart to receive it. Open your heart and just let him come into your heart. Let him deal with the situation. You know, we have to learn how to release, hallelujah, glory to God, these things to God, because so many times we try to hide in them, either hide away or hide them within our hearts and just try to work with them within our own self. And sometimes we won't release until it gets so big. It is so more so overshadowing us, and that we it seems like the dam breaks. But you know, regardless of what level it is that you're going through, praise Jesus, hallelujah, thank you, I feel the anointing, glory to God, hallelujah, yes, God, thank you, hallelujah, Sunday the Beoshe, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, glory to God, hallelujah, thank you, Father, yes, Lord, hallelujah, glory to God, thank you, Jesus. Whatever level it is that you're going through at this moment, praise God, I just ask you to come and join with us as we pray, praise God. Touch and agree, hallelujah, glory to God, in Matthew 18 and 19, hallelujah, glory to God, for the mercies of God that is renewed upon us each and every day to really touch your life and to bring forth the comfort, hallelujah, glory to God, and the healing, the wholeness, the soundness that you need, praise God, to help you to find the way that you need to find, hallelujah, glory to God, and whatever crooked path is before you, my God, that he's able to straighten those paths out, praise God, send help, hallelujah, glory to God, from the north, the south, the east, and the west, whatever it is that you may need in the name of Jesus, okay? Let's come together and do that today, praise the Lord, hallelujah, glory to God. As I said, we'll just deal with the music on another time, you know, where I always follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. If something's not working right, I'm going to, if the shoe don't fit, I'm not going to force it, because I know that the Spirit is moving in a different way. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So let's take this on through. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we do thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God for this time. We thank you for this moment. And we thank you, Father God, for that we are able to come on and we are able to share. Because we know that so many people are still without power, and Lord God, they are not able to do all that they need to do. But Lord, we want to say thank you, Father, for bringing us through that hurricane, Father God. Thank you for how you brought us through. Even those that were affected, Father God, that in some way or measure, Father God, that are alive, they still have something to praise you for. And those that are with me today, let us praise you for that which you have done for us, and let us praise you for that which you are doing and have done, and for that which you are doing for others too. Even those, my Father God, that may have had losses, greater losses than we can even begin to anticipate or even think or imagine, Father, we thank you because we know that you are the master builder and that you are the restorer, hallelujah, of all things. Hallelujah, glory to God, great and small. And even as we touch and agree in this hour, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for those that are hurting, those that have had suffered, I mean tremendous loss, we thank you, Father God, that you will touch on every hand in the name of Jesus, those hearts and those lives, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, you will make crooked paths straight for them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, you will dry up, and I hear those weeping tears, oh God, that are coming out of them in the name of Jesus because of the devastation in which they have faced, Father God. Hallelujah. Glory to God that they are seemingly facing in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for touching them now. We thank you for putting a praise down in their heart. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, that as you they praise you, Father God, they're going to see, Father God, redemption, glory, hallelujah, glory to God, come in on every side. In the name of Jesus, glory to God, and things are going to begin to move, hallelujah, glory to God, in a way that they cannot even begin to imagine. Thank you, Holy Father, in the name of Jesus, for this victory. Oh, my God, we thank you for it today. Oh, God, we praise you for it, Lord God, and we praise you, Lord, and thank you for the healing. Thank you for the deliverance, oh, God. Thank you for restoration. Thank you for victory, Father God, in the name of Jesus, in the lives of these thy people, oh, God. in Jesus' name, who are going through, those that are calling out to you, those that don't know how to call out to you, Father, those that are in the midst, oh God, my Father God, that just don't know which way to go or what to do, in the name of Jesus, we thank you now, and we praise you, God, and we bless your name, and oh God, for you moving our head, the spirit said, dispatch angels, hallelujah, glory to God, along those and around them people. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, to protect them from all hurt, harm, evil, and danger. And, Father God, bring them in place in the name of Jesus. We align their lives, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, according to your mercy and, hallelujah, your grace. Hallelujah, that is, hallelujah, yes, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, glory to God, yes, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for it now, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, touch them now. And, oh, God, do a work in their heart. Do a work in their lives. Do a work in them, Lord, in their families, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And those that are associated and connected with them, in the name of Jesus, save. Oh, God, we thank you. Heal and deliver in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, my Father, to you be all the glory. To you be all the honor. To you be all the praise in all things. In Jesus' name, great and small. And, Father, we'll be so careful to give your name the praise henceforth and forevermore. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah, for you are worthy. Hallelujah, glory to God. You are worthy. Hallelujah, there is none like yourself. And God, we do thank you, my Father God, for everything that you have done, everything that you are doing in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Glory to God. We bless your name. We bless your name a thousand times over, God. We bless your name. Thank you, hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God for your grace and for your mercy that is renewed upon us each and every day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Glory to Jesus. Yes, my Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Praise you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you right now, my Father. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, my Father. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God, I thank you. Oh, praise his name. Praise his name. Praise his name. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. praise God. We are going to come back later on with a little more music, but right now we want to see if we can't bring forth this recording. Hallelujah, glory to God. Listen and be blessed.
We are going to be picking back up on our teaching, the SOUL series. And we were going to come back and we were going to talk about a little bit more about what we were talking about, just kind of finalize on the psyche. But we're going to move on to the next emotion. We're going to talk a little bit about anger and another word that is called Angus, A-N-G-S-T. We're going to be talking about that, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. We had, hadn't been on for a little bit. You know, of course, last week we had the hurricane to kind of endure, and thank God we made it through that. Praise the Lord for that. You know, and pray that, you know, others have come through, and of course praying for those that have gone through and have been affected in some way and another. Thank God, you know, for each and every one of you. But let's be encouraged that God is still God. And he is a way maker, praise the Lord, hallelujah, glory to God. As we trust him, put our trust, our faith, and our trust in him, he will make a way where there seems to be no way. So, but today, I just want to kind of, briefly, this intro into, on the subject matter by just kind of talk a little bit about what we are going to be doing. And of course, as I said, we talk about anger, and anger is a strong feeling of displeasure and usually of antagonism. And also that you could hear anger in his voice. This is an expression that is given. This is, you know, this example that is given. You can always tell when there someone is angry because there is going to be a tone change in their voice, a shift of somewhat in their voice. Of course, there are other body languages as well that will allow you to have understanding that this person or people are angry about because of what they do, outward manifestation. You know, so anger plays a major, major part in our lives in many different directions, you know. And the Bible, of course, tells us that we are to anger and not to sin, you know. But sometimes, you know, it's difficult. We know it's difficult, and sometimes before you know it, you can just blow up and things can happen, you know. But we have to realize that, you know, anger hurts us. It hurts anyone that it really is connected to in some way or another. You could have a righteous anger, a righteous indignation, and that's one thing. But, you know, but to have, when you're talking about that emotional upheaval of where that anger spirit that comes in, it opens the door for other type of oppressive spirit to enter in. You have some situation where you have even rage can manifest itself, and that, of course, we'll talk about a little bit down the road, praise God. We have talked about some of this already throughout our teachings that we have been doing. So, you know, we're going to expound and get a little deep in on that. But again, like I said, I want to be able to also talk to you a little bit about another word that we are going to be talking about as well. And we are going to get in on that as well with regard to everything too. And if we can kind of get that definition in, we're going to go ahead and share that with you. And, of course, and that's angst. And, of course, that is A-N-G-S-T. And it is a feeling of deep anxiety, you know, or dread, typically an unfocused one about the human condition or the state of the world in general. And sometimes you can see that anger, even with regard to that how that anger can manifest while you are having that also mindset as well. Now, just a couple of synonyms that we want to touch base on when we're talking about this is what it's going to be: anxiety. We're going to talk a little bit about fear. We're going to talk about apprehension, worry, foreboding, trepidation, malaise, and disquiet. We're also going to touch base a little bit on disquietude, unease, and uneasiness. And we're going to show the comparison, you know, between these words, but also show the difference and show how many times, and I think the reason why this is coming together like that with the anger and this particular word is because so many of these emotions also kind of tie in back and forth betwixt and between. Of course, we're going to get into deeper teaching on that as we go on through. But that's kind of where we just wanted to help you to understand a little bit more where we want to go. As I said, you know, we had been away for a little bit, and it seemed like, I think, 3 weeks or so. And, of course, as we were going to come in and do the show and, last week, but, of course, we had the storm to deal with, and, of course, that just it sort of changed some things for us in regard to that. But by the grace of God, we're going to be picking back up on this, praise God, and then we're going to go on from this, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, and let the Lord just, you know, however the Holy Spirit want to lead us and to take us on through on this, and then we'll come back, you know, intermittently, and we're going to talk a little bit or kind of bring in the subject of the second, see how that, you know, applies within the structure of what and how we are teaching on these other types and all emotions that we are going to be sharing with you, hallelujah, glory to God, over the next few weeks. And we just invite you to come and to be with us for this, praise God, hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. And we know that there is so much, you know, the thing of it is, like, even now, as I'm thinking about the fact that the hurt, the pain, the anguish, the sorrow, things that are going on the earth now, people are suffering loss, there's a lot of anger on the earth today, a lot of anger in the spiritual realm. There's anger all around us, you know, and sometimes we don't understand it, and sometimes we may not know how to explain it, but we are, all of us at some point in time and another, are being affected by in the natural or in an unnatural manner, or perhaps in a supernatural manner. And so we definitely want to talk about that. You know, again, it's a strong feeling of displeasure and belligerence arose by a wrong wrath, ire, and also these are a couple other words that describe anger, and it's also fury, indignation, rage, and of course implied deep and strong feelings aroused by injury. Sometimes, as I said, things can happen because of anger. And, of course, you have a sense of injustice and wrong doing all that. Of course, we talk about the righteous, just kind of mention about righteous indignation and all that. And that anger is the general term for a sudden violent displeasure and, of course, a burst of anger. There's so many different definitions in which we can speak about when we are talking about the subject of anger. Primarily, anger is the strong emotion that you feel when you think that someone has behaved in an unfair, cruel, or unacceptable way. And, of course, the word tells us again and gives an illustration of how people expand where their angers are concerned. They show, they display, they characterize, so you can see certain things coming as from them as a result of their anger expressions, verbal expressions, physical expressions, and a lot of other things. As a matter of fact, if you are near an angry person, you can pick them up in your spirit. You can sense that anger. If you're not careful, that anger will jump off them, and it will so jump on you. You will have that same anger spirit. You may not realize that you're carrying it, but you can walk into an environment and change the whole atmosphere because of the anger that you have just been associated with that is still on and around your shoulders. So we're going to talk about that. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. And we invite you to come back and be with us as we pick up on the subject matter, praise God, as in referencing the emotional part and the latter part of the SOUL series. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. And of course, where we are talking about the latterly emotions. Amen. God bless you, and thank you for being with us. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Glory to God. We, again, look forward to you coming and being with us. Praise God. Hallelujah. for the rest of that teaching. Praise the Lord. We just, again, like I said, want to just give you a brief excerpt of what we are going to be teaching, how we're going to be sharing with that, praise God, with everything that is going on the earth, in the heart, the mind, the soul, spirit, and everything that's going on, as well as the natural and the spirit realm, as well as we said before, unnatural things that are going on. We talk a little bit about some things and get into some things as the spirit allows us to and leads us. Hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. And we do invite you to come back and be with us, praise God, that you may partake and be a blessing. And of course, again, as I said to you, by the grace of God, I want, you can contact us at any time by calling us at 305-917-5223. You may call us also at our ministry phone number, which is 786-991-4818. We can be reached at that number. And you, and also, let me give you my new email address. I don't think I put it on the profile page, but it is drlily@yahoo.com. New email address, drlily@yahoo.com. And I look forward to hearing from you. And, of course, we have our product website that we have, praise God, is www.apostlecondesso.com. Feel free to go into that website. And whatever you see that is there that can be a blessing to you or your ministry, your family, your friends, or whomever it may be, feel free to go ahead and place your order. And, of course, we will ship it out to you via from the ministry. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Any questions, may contact us that by the email or, again, through the phone numbers that I have given to you. And also our other website is www.lrobinsoncondessoministries.org. I am also Reverend Dr. Lily M. Robinson Condesso. Amen. So I want to say thank you again for being with us today here again on the Let's Talk with Dr. Lily Radio Show. We're going to get ready to close on out, but we're going to close on out with music. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I have a few songs, and we'll come back. And also we have one of final prayer that we're going to try to get in today as well. Amen. Listen and be blessed. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise his name. My soul sleeps, let thy grace down. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Praise God for the cross. Thank God for the cross. And speaking of the cross, we want to just take a moment and ask you that if you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, we want to invite you to come to know Him. We ask you that you just take a moment and just ask Jesus to come into your heart. Search your heart in these troublesome times. And whatever you feel, since that is not right within your heart, we know none of us are right. We all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. None of us are perfect. So we know beyond any shadow of doubt that that's already there. But sometimes we hesitate because we think that, well, I've got more time. We have all the time in the world, but we none know. We pray that as we go through each day that God extends our days and allow our days to be long upon this earth. I know it's one that I desire. But in the interim, we need to know that we need to have a Savior. Praise God. We need to know that we have a Father in heaven. We need to know that we have a Comforter that will walk with us, especially during these trying times. These times when people are hurting so badly, when things just seem like they're not making sense, and you feel like you're all alone, this is the time when you need Jesus. Because He's someone you can call on at any time, 24 hours a day. And through Him, by Him, with Him, angels can be dispatched to your side as soon as you just call out, "Help me." You need that connection. And today I urge you with tears in my eyes to open your heart, place yourself in that position. And receive what's coming through this airway. If you don't know Him as your Savior, ask Him to come into your heart and to receive you, to forgive you, to wash you and cleanse you. Take away the sin and the stain of it from your heart, from your mind, your body, your soul, your life. Let His blood atone and cover you at this time in your life. Repent of anything that you're doing and ask Him to forgive you and receive you unto Himself. Because of what was done, as that song said, on the cross of Calvary, He is now your Redeemer. If you make that confession and you believe within your heart you receive Him, He will become that in your life. He says, Scripture, He stand at the door and He knock, and anybody will open up the door unto Him, He will come in and sup with them. He will abide with you. And He will bring you to the place that you will abide with Him. And that's a decision that you won't have to back away from. You don't have to back away from it. He's freely given that of Himself to you. Receive it today. Receive it. Receive Him today. And ask that the Holy Spirit come in. And let Him move in upon you during your troublesome times, comforting you, helping you, giving you wisdom, giving you strength to endure and to perfect that which is imperfect concerning you and your life, your loved one life. Don't leave them out. That you and your whole household may be saved. And as you make him Savior in your life, make him Lord over your life in his precious name. Amen. Thank you again for being with us today here on the Let's Talk with Dr. Lily radio show. God bless you. We love you. And by the grace of God, we look forward to being with you again. We ask you to come back and be with us as we continue to pick up on these emotions that we have been teaching about. The S-O-U-L series, the last part of the mind, the will, and the emotions. And we pick back up on anger and anger. Now, we'll be talking about those two particular subjects by the grace of God on our next show. Amen. God bless you. Have a blessed evening. We're going to close on that now with a lot of music. Thank you.
Christmas.